We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cannot wait for this tour. 3 years, I guess, in the making for the big stadium tour with Motley Crue, Poison, Joan Jett, and yes, Def Leppard. And Def Leppard has gotten together for the past couple of years to put out a brand new album. Kind of a nod to an old song that you might remember from T-Rex, Bang a Gun. The new album is called Diamond Star Halos. Comes out May 27th, the one, the only. Vivian Campbell, are you ready to finally get out on the road, Viv?
I am more than ready, yes. This is the longest we have not played together, so I think we're all anxious to go get it, you know.
Well, I tell you, initially this was supposed to be done two years ago. This tour was, wasn't it? Right before COVID.
Exactly that. Yeah, we were supposed to do this in summer of 2020, and then when COVID happened and the tour was postponed, Joe, you know, we email each other because we live all over the globe in different time zones, so we communicate via email mostly. And Joe sent out an email, said, hey, how does everyone feel about starting a record? You know, we got no particular agenda. And so that's what we started doing. For me personally, it was a bit of a challenge to get over the technical hump because I'm a bit of a Luddite when it comes to that stuff. And I didn't have a studio set up or anything. But with the help of some clever growing up people that I know, I managed to get that going. And then, you know, every morning you'd wake up and you'd go to the Dropbox and you'd see what was new and you'd download the session and start singing or playing guitar. And it was actually very relaxed the way that we did it because we had no agenda, we had no schedule, no time frame, no one breathing down our neck. And you know, if you didn't feel like working one day, you didn't have to do it, you know. And I would do a guitar part and I'd listen back to it and think, you know, it's okay, but I could do it better. And then I'd come back to it later in the day or the next day or the next week and gradually improve it. So in a way, it's actually, you know, as a guitarist, you know, I think with Phil and I, it's probably some of our best playing ever, you know, and because of the experience we have individually and collectively in making records, we were able to do this. You know, obviously once we got over those technical issues, we have the experience necessary to do this, but you know, it's not the sort of thing I think that every band could do, but I think the way that we've groomed ourselves to make records over the decades, you know, has really kind of enabled us to do this. And you know, you mentioned the title Diamond Star Halos. It wasn't our deliberate intent to make a record that was reminiscent of 1970s and our musical youth and the era that influenced us, but at some point during the recording of this, you know, we kind of all noticed that there was a bit of a theme musically, you know, that was very reminiscent, not directly reminiscent, but reminded us of certain aspects of that era in music. And that was obviously a very, very vital and important era for us and very influential. So at the end of it, when we were looking for a title for the record, Phil came up with, you know, why not call it Diamond Star Halos? And that was a phrase actually that Phil has used for years to describe something that reminds us of the music of that era. He says, oh, that's very Hubcap Diamond Star Halos, you know. So it was just like a perfect title, so that was easy. And then it opened us up to all sorts of imagery for the artwork, which, you know, so one thing led to another. I mean, it was just a real joy to make this record, and it was very easy. And other than the technical stuff, it was very easy.
Talking with Vivian Campbell, Def Leppard, brand new album coming out May 27th, Diamond Star Halos. The song is Kick, and there's a whole bunch of other great songs on there as well. And, of course, you being in the States and Joe in Ireland, Sav in England, and everybody getting it to do it in bits and pieces. But also, you know, you're talking about some people that were influenced on this album, David Bowie. You even have a special guest from Bowie's band on this album.
Yeah, Mike Garson, who was Bowie's keyboard player, has been a good friend of Joe's for many, many years. The first few songs on this record were songs that Joe had, and Joe has been writing on piano in recent years, and I've been taken to calling him Elton Joe. So Joe sent out, you know, and his piano playing is reasonable, you know. So, you know, but we were quite prepared to live with that, you know, and have that be on the record. But, you know, and said, by his own admission, Joe said, well, I'm not the world's greatest piano player, but I know someone who is. So we said, why not? Yeah, send it to Garson. And the stuff, you know, the Garson played is just, it's so avant-garde. I mean, it's so out there. And at first we were thinking, wow, this is a bit over the top. But then we lived with it for a while and we thought, you know what? That's his thing, you know. We asked him to guest on our record. Let's leave it all in. So we didn't curtail him in any way from doing that sort of thing. And so, like, if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly. So any song that features piano, it's clearly not any member of Def Leppard playing that piano. I mean, it's so expertly done and so over the top. And you know, in many ways, it's very appropriate. You know, like you say, it's back to Bowie and back to the 70s, and it all kind of ties in.
Well, I tell you, you know, you had a few years to make this, no pressure, no anything like that. But then you get Alison Krauss to do some unbelievable vocals, and Alison Krauss out on the road now with Robert Plant. And, you know, you got two people right there that are just, you're going, oh, my God, how did we get this lady on our record?
I know Alison. I mean, she just sings like an angel. Such a wonderful voice. Again, she's, you know, a friend of Joe's, and she's come to see Def Leppard many, many times over the years when we've played through Nashville, where she lives. And so it was just a thought, you know. We thought, well, these songs are good, but wouldn't they be great as a duet? So it was something that we just kind of put out there. We had no expectation that Alison would say yes to doing it, but she did. She said yes. She actually said yes to two songs. You know, we said, which one would you like to do, this one or that one? And she said, I'd like to do both. So that was golden. And then, you know, we sent the tracks and she just did her magic and sent them back to us, and it's gorgeous.
Talking with Vivian Campbell, Def Leppard guitarist. So looking forward to the tour kicking off just down the road in Atlanta on the 16th of next month, and coming up here through Charlotte on the 28th. I'm sure everybody's been chomping at the bit to get out on the road, but what are you most looking forward to about getting out of the road? Do you get into any pre-tour rituals, or do you just say, hey, screw it, let's get out and have some fun?
You know, all of it. I mean, it's just been so long since we've played. Like I said, it's the longest we've gone without playing live shows. And we're just really all excited and grateful that we're all still healthy. You know?
Right, right.
To get out there and do it. It's going to be a very, very joyous experience for us. And you know, I've always said about Def Leppard, I mean, Def Leppard music is so bombastic and so big, and the show we put on is always so spectacular and over the top, that the bigger the venue, the more we bring. And you know, this entire tour is a stadium tour, so big, big venues. We're all really excited about that. We all feel very comfortable on those sort of stages. We feel that the music is appropriate for that sort of an environment, and it's going to be a fantastic show. We've brought in some key people to help us put the visual production part of our show together. So we're taking everything up to a level we've never even been to before in terms of the production. And, you know, we're excited because we have new music to play as well. And I think people will be surprised this year as to how much new music we're going to fit in with the classics. So
speaking of new music, tell me about the song Kick.
Kick was actually the last song. Phil wrote that song with an English guy called Dave Bassett, and was actually going to give it to someone else because our album was essentially finished at that time. And he sent it around us and said, before I pass this along to someone, you know, does anyone think this might be of interest to us? And immediately, like we all replied back and said, no, absolutely, this is Def Leppard's song. We've got to record this and put it on the record. And so it was the last song in and the first song out, so to speak, you know, because it's the first single. So it just kind of sums it up. It's joyous. It's so Def Leppard sounding. It's so much of a throwback, but yet, you know, is modern enough sounding. And it's a fun track to play, and we'll certainly be playing that one this year.
Well, Phil Collin, you talk about him and about, talking about us being alive and being in good shape. That son of a bitch has always been in great shape, and how much does he want to get you guys in shape for the tour?
Yeah, Phil's a great inspiration. I mean, you can't not be in the dressing room with Phil when he's getting dressed, and you think, God, you know, I really got to curtail the pizza intake here a bit, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it's a great motivator, and we do travel with a trainer. I mean, we all do take fitness seriously, even if we don't take it to the same level that Phil does. You know, we travel with a trainer. You know, I've been doing a Zoom workout 3 times a week for the last couple of years during the pandemic. And, you know, when we get to rehearsals next week, we'll be doing it 7 days a week with the trainer. So, yeah, we got to kind of build up. We got to build up our voices. We've all started doing our vocal warm-ups again, because that's the real challenge in Leppard, is the whole vocal aspect. You know, guitar-wise, I've been doing shows with my side band Last in Line, so I feel like I'm up to speed as a guitar player. You know, my calluses are good. So, yeah, we're getting there.
Well, I tell you, I'm looking forward to getting back over to the UK myself in July. It's the first time I've been back over in, God, going on 3 years because of COVID, and looking forward to seeing some great music over there as well. And your band, Last in Line, and of course, a nod to your former bandmate, Mr. Ronnie James Dio.
Correct. Yeah, that's the Last in Line is a continuation of what's left of the Dio band, you know, and then it morphed into playing original music that's of the same ilk. And yeah, it's a joy to do that. I mean, I thoroughly enjoy it. Obviously, we play very different venues. You know, we play the sort of venues where your shoes stick to the floor, you know.
There's nothing wrong with great old pubs in the UK.
Oh, I know. Yeah, so we play, you know, clubs and bars and small theaters and stuff, but it's a very different thing, and we have no lights or no production. We're just 4 guys in black t-shirts, but it's fun, you know. And it, as a guitarist, it keeps me in great shape. So it's exciting to do that too, but it's more exciting to get back to playing stadiums, you know.
And a couple of pints during the show at that time really doesn't hurt.
Well, yes, that's the truth. Yeah.
Well, Vivian Campbell, I appreciate the time. Look forward to the new album, May 27th. Diamond Star Halo is a great album from Def Leppard. Also, the big tour kicks off in Atlanta on the 16th, comes through Charlotte on the 28th of June. A lot of people are going to be at the stadium shows for this one. Phil and the gang, and along with Mr. Vivian Campbell, I appreciate your time, sir. Good luck, and cheers to the tour, and safe travels.
Thanks, Tomer. Talk to you again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.